The Smithsonian is returning human remains to Shishmaref that were excavated more than 80 years ago by a fur trader, and the native villages of Gamble and Savunga will receive 72 funerary objects that date to the Great Famine of the late 1870s. KNOM's Ben Matheson has the story.
The remains of an estimated 48 people will come back to Shishmaref this summer, along with six funerary objects associated with burials. The remains of about 27 people were unearthed at the old village site of Shishmaref in 1926, plus more in 1929. Dr. Lars Krutak is the repatriation case manager.
They came to be in our possession through a series, of archaeological excavations and also gifts, but they've largely stemmed from a non-indigenous fox trader, George Goshaw, who established a fox farm there, basically on the site of old Shishmaref and part of its cemetery in the 1920s. And so he cleared away these sort of burial berms, like little sand mounds, where individuals were traditionally placed. And he cleared them to make room for his fox cages and basically where he was raising these Arctic foxes for the fur market. He sent several remains to us. And then we had Smithsonian archaeologists in the region in the 1920s. And he basically gifted them to these individuals, and that's how they came to be at the Smithsonian.
In addition to the human remains, six funerary objects will go back to Shishmaref.
So these would have been like everyday objects that traditionally would have been buried with men and women when they passed away, objects that may have been used in the afterlife, you know, once the spirit has migrated. So like scrapers, ivory bola weights, projectile points, that type of object, so sort of utilitarian objects.
Stanley Toktu is the Shishmaref IRA president. He will be going to Washington, D.C. to pick up the objects and remains this summer. The IRA and an elders committee are still figuring out what to do with the remains and objects.
We know this island's 4,000 years old, so it'd be nice to see our ancestors' hunting tools, survival tools, whatever they used during all four seasons, because we know Shishmaref is a subsistence community. We'd like to get most of the items back where ancestors used, you know, to a museum, at least get them back to Alaska where they belong, so they won't be scattered all over the United States and we'll have no trace of what our ancestors used.
The native villages of Gamble and Savunga will receive 72 funerary objects this summer. Dr. Krutak says that these are associated with people who died in the Great Famine of the late 1870s.
Which were collected originally starting in the late 19th century on expeditions. There are also sailors or members of the Revenue Cutter Service who picked up remains when they landed on the island or when they were conducting their surveys, and then they found their way here as gifts.
The Smithsonian also had excavations in the 1920s by curator Henry Collins. Researchers took 60 funerary objects from historic sites at Cape Gi'ilikak at the southeastern end of the island in 1929, plus more from the Punic Islands. The museum returned a large number of human remains to St. Lawrence Island in the 1990s, then began work to identify and return the objects for this summer. The records of the devastating famine come from interviews with elders from the early 1900s. They told of weather conditions that caused the ice to be further offshore.
Made it much more difficult for people to sort of get to the sea mammals, and it also had some effect on the ice flows and ice currents, which resulted in, you know, over 95% of the population of St. Lawrence Island sort of being decimated, and that sort of compelled the survivors to move to Gamble.
Krutak says the objects and remains are reminders of some of the most difficult periods in the Smithsonian's history, but he says the return of the objects can be part of a healing process. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.